It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The coronavirus is breaking records in Colorado. The state had its highest number of deaths in a single week since at least 1975. CPR's Andrea Dukakis has more.
During the last week of March through April 4th, 901 people died. In recent years, the average number during that same time period had been about 150 fewer deaths. And the last week of March 2020 may not hold the record for long. The following week, April 5th through April 11th, had 896 deaths statewide, and the weekly numbers are likely to grow as more reports arrive. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment says the high numbers are due in part to the state's rapid population growth and its aging population, but it says COVID-19 has definitely played a role. Andrea Dukakis, CPR News.
Denver City Council is urging Governor Polis to mandate rent forgiveness during Colorado's state of emergency. Denverite's Donna Bryson reports that Polis has said he does not have that power.
Several lawyers we've talked to say the issue is complicated, and they don't all agree on the answer. Some say an aggressive reading of the law could benefit residents and small businesses struggling to pay their bills. They say Polis could take steps to ensure that tenants don't have to pay rents during the state of emergency and that they don't have to incur debt or interest on those rents. Other lawyers say the power of the governor in this situation is unclear. Polis has said tenants affected by the coronavirus shutdown should not be evicted at least through April 30th, but that they remain responsible for paying the rent. I'm Donna Bryson, Denverite.
A new state law clarifies the speeds people should be going to pass emergency vehicles or utility trucks. It comes after two Colorado State Patrolmen were killed by passing cars last year. Colorado law now says in most cases you have to pass at 20 miles per hour under the speed limit. The new law applies to drivers passing emergency vehicles, tow trucks, and utility vehicles. The U.S. Census is stepping up efforts to get people to fill out the 2020 survey. Coloradans who have not yet completed the survey online or by phone will get a paper survey mailed to them by the end of the month. The deadline to respond is August 14th. A little more than half of Colorado households have already responded to the census. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.